All right, let's meet Mr. Rain, Sleet, and Snow, Pat Pagano. How'd you like that, Pat? I rhymed it and everything.
Yeah, well, you're not going to like this forecast, aren't you?
No, I'm not, but the forecast for yesterday was spot on, temperature around 40, but boy, was it windy in Kingston.
Windy.
Oh, yep. My goodness, cut right through you.
Yep, that was that big storm, and there's just, truthfully, folks, I'd rather have a major snowstorm than to have to forecast this junk. It's just not, one form of precip. And you can pull the hair out of your head with this stuff, but we'll do the best we can. They put out a winter weather advisory from 1 a.m. Tuesday morning to 7 p.m. Tuesday night. So for much of Tuesday, they'd get the winter weather advisory out. God forbid they'd get the advisories out before forecast press time, which is, 5 a.m.
Yeah.
That never happens. But anyhow, increasingly cloudy skies today. We're in the 30s. Tonight, cloudy, we have a wintry mix developing, snow or wintry mix. And that will happen probably after midnight, mid-20s. We do expect 2 to 4 inches of snow tonight into tomorrow morning before it mixes with or changes to freezing rain, and that will result in hazardous icing conditions. And the highs tomorrow, probably not much higher than 30. Now on Wednesday, that storm is gone. It goes out to the south of us. Wednesday, an Arctic cold front approaches, partly cloudy and breezy with snow showers later in the day. And they could easily drop a half an inch, maybe even an inch in spots. The highs will be in the 30s. Behind that Arctic cold front, it'll be sunny Thursday, but bitterly brisk. Highs 25. And with the wind, it'll feel bitter. And then on Friday, sunshine, when the highs will get to near or just over 30 degrees. I alluded to a coastal storm for this weekend, which of course is the last weekend before Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
The consensus right now is that the coastal storm will stay well south of us and will go off the Carolinas and move out into the Atlantic. So with that in mind, this could be a decent weekend for your last minute shopping and all that stuff that you have to do. I always worry about these situations because here we go again. You have two jet streams, one in the north, one in the south. If the two of them combine, then the storm off the southeast coast could travel northward and affect us. But if they stay separate, just the northern stream will affect us, and that could bring in a touch of snow very late Saturday, early Saturday evening, just a touch, and then that's it. And I have a feeling that is the way it will go. So we shouldn't have too much of a problem over the upcoming weekend. So before I get on to what Pat did over the weekend, do you have any questions? Class, raise your hands if you have any questions on the material that we covered so far this Monday morning.
No, Mr. Pagano, we're fine.
Okay, you will be quizzed on this, so please make notes. So Saturday, I decided to go into the garage and cut the tree because it wasn't fitting in the den the way it was. I wound up cutting 3 feet off the tree. Carried it in. When it was time to put it into the stand, we noticed that there was a hole in the bottom of the stand. That's not good, Marshall, because water will leak out.
Yeah.
So now everything is put on hold and run over to Lowe's. That's where I bought the stand originally. Get another one. Did that. Came back. Got the tree in. Got it situated. Tied it up. Made sure it's nice and tight. And now it was the process of trimming. We had to trim more. You have no idea how much we trimmed off this tree. And I started putting the lights on, and it got a little late. It was around 4 o'clock. I had to get ready for the party. the dinner, the annual dinner party, and our fireman's parade here, which was phenomenal. So we did that. Sunday, come home from church, and here we go. Going to start with the lights, get the lights on. However, before you get the lights on, you have to put the top on the tree.
Yeah.
Of course. Guess what, Marshall? Of the 9 different treetops that I have,
none will
fit. I would have to cut so much off the top of the tree to get it to fit. So now everything goes on hold, run to the shopping centers, try to find a top. I found a top, and you, when the tree's done, I will definitely take a picture of it. I've had a very different top. You would probably love it. It is a black top hat, sort of like the one that Frosty would wear,
mm-hmm.
with the red ribbon and the holly on it, and very small twinkle lights underneath it that light up. And I thought it was very different. And I said, you know what? This should be so easy to put on the tree because I don't have to worry about how thick the actual stump of the tree is up there. And it was. So once I got it on, got all the lights on, I put on, 700 lights. And everything was good. And about 2 hours later, the whole tree is dark. Now I have to figure out what's wrong. I'm trying, you know, different things. And what it was is the cord that I ran up the middle of the tree that has all different sockets on it, that went bad. So I had to run a different one and connect all the lights, you know, just the sockets,
yeah.
Because they're on the tree. And everything is status quo. So now it's time to put the ornaments on. And I don't know how much I will get done today because of this stupid weather.
Well, you're running out of time.
You got that right, especially when I have the neighbors coming over on Friday night.
That's why I knew that you had them coming over. You mentioned that.
Yeah. So. Well, I this is what I was figuring. I think our listeners would agree. On your way down to the city tomorrow, stop by and help me finish decorating the tree.
Hey.
What?
My advice to you. Just lights.
Get an artificial one.
Just lights.
Yeah, I know. And not only that, you're probably not going to the city tomorrow, so that ends that.
That's exactly right. Yeah. I want you to have fun tomorrow.
Yeah. All right. So anyhow, you know, we'll get it done. So we're on the road.
All right. Well, I just want, is there any chance that instead of this going to ice, it'll stay more snow?
There is that chance. Right. Yep. There is that chance. I'm not taking the chance. I'd rather have everybody prepared for this ice, and then turn around and say, boy, am I glad Pat was wrong.
Because 4x4 doesn't work well on ice.
Yeah, nothing works well on ice. Nothing. So just be prepared for the worst. And again, if I'm wrong and it stays all snow, be happy. So you'll get a little bit more than 2 to 4 inches. Maybe you'll wind up with 6, but that's still better than sliding all over the place.
All right. Well, we'll check with you tomorrow and listen all day long and see what's going on.
Thank you, Marshall.
All right, Pat. Take care.
See you, Marshall.
Bye-bye. Pat Pagano this morning in the Weather Center with a check on the tri-state forecast here on Robin Hood Radio.